to challenge you and to push you.
Because that's
what it means.
It's
that thing there, those words
there.
That thing beats in my heart all the time. God can rephrase it, but if that can be taken away as a meaning, I don't know what else I'll be needing to do in ministry.
It was
when I was a few years in the ministry,
and
we were in YMCA. The first thing that God told me when I started,
He
said, make this place a well in which the thirsty will come and drink.
And that
was my approach. But as time went on,
God said,
raise me an army that will change the world.
That
is when I started connecting to messages about the kingdom of God.
I believe
there is no one here who is not
called.
Every single one of us are called.
And we
are called. The easy way to know how you are called is to just check, where has God planted you? If it's a school, you are called to that school. If it's a university, you are called to that university.
If
it's a bank, you are called to that bank. If it is some place in corporate, you are called to that place. If it is a place in government offices, that's where you are called. In other words, our calling goes with where we are planted. Somebody say, I'm listening. Now, today, I just want to quickly run through something that I spoke about last week. About Zion. So, the title is The Zion Company. I want us to start by reading from the book of Hebrews chapter
12.
From verse 18 to
24.
Hebrews 12, 18 to
24. By Hebrews 12, 18 to 24.
It says, for you have not come to the mountain that may be touched.
That burneth,
burned with fire. And the voice of words. Burned with to the blackness and darkness and tempest. And the sound of a trumpet. And the voice of words. So that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And if so much as a and so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. That's verse 18 to 21. But in verse 22 it says,
Mo temaneng ya 22 yona ere,
but you have come to Mount Zion,
Me lona lo tsile mo thabeng ya Sione,
and to the city of the living God,
Le mo motseng wa Modimo yo o tshidileng,
the heavenly Jerusalem,
Mo Jerusalem wa selegodimo,
and the church of the firstborn,
Le mo masomosomong a senang palo,
who are registered in heaven,
ba ba kwetseng kwa legodimong.
And to God, the judge of all.
Limo mudimu mwakudi wabote.
And the spirits of just men made perfect.
Limo mwenye basiemi baba dirulembi tikanelo.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant.
Limo kujeso mutarakanyo wakulakano encha.
And to the blood of sprinkling.
Limo mading atetuing.
That speaks better things than that of Abel. Now in these scriptures,
Bazalwana,
you see the new and the old covenant.
Rebona kholagano encha le ya khale.
When he talks about the mountains that can be touched,
he is
saying you have not come to a physical
place.
You have not come to a physical place. But not only that, that burns with fearful fire. There is blackness, darkness. You know, tempest is a very violent wind. The sound of a trumpet, words that are very loud, scary, to a point where they said, Moses, please, just ask God to speak to you. Everything he tells you, we will do. That's how scared it was. And yet nobody was supposed to touch that mountain. No animal was supposed to touch that mountain. Otherwise, it would have to be killed. And then he says, but you have come. Look at your neighbor and say, I have come. Tell them, I am not coming tomorrow. Tell them, I am there now. Right where you are seated. I will tell you now. I will read it again to tell you where you have come. I am going to read to you your present position in the eyes of God. You have come to Mount Zion.
Amen.
You have come to the city of the living God. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. You are not yet going. No, you are in the heavenly Jerusalem. You are among an innumerable company of angels. You are in the General Assembly. You are in the Church of the Firstborn, which is registered in heaven. You are with God, the judge of all. You are together with the spirit of just men made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood.
Amen.
That's where you are. Tell your neighbor that is where you are. Now, the thing that we have got to see is that some of the descriptions here Like Mount Zion, city of the living God, and heavenly Jerusalem.
Jerusalem,
they are speaking of the same place. But we are not going to get into depth for today. Today, I want us to look at Mount Zion. You see, when it says, you have come to Mount Zion. Another way to describe it is to say it is the city of the living God. Another way to describe it is to say it is the heavenly Jerusalem. Those are synonyms. But they are synonyms that describe the different characteristics of where you are. In the complete Jewish Bible, this is what it says in verse 22. On the contrary, you have come to Mount Zion. That is, you see, Eiling, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
Jerusalem was Lohodim.
Now,
yeah,
I want you to see, like I said last week,
that
Zion is a place of elevation. When we come to Christ, we are elevated in the spirit. You will see what elevation it is. So here are seven things I want to tell you about this place of elevation. When it says you are in Zion,
a
place of elevation, what is it? Zion, as a place of elevation, in reality, it speaks of being in the spirit. Or operating from the spirit. Obviously not operating from the flesh. So to be in Zion, you are positioned to operate in the spirit. In other words, you are positioned to be supernatural. Tell your neighbor, I am positioned to be supernatural. Number two, it also means for us to operate in the reality of the rest of the other spiritual realities, in other words, that are mentioned here in the book of Hebrews. The innumerable company of angels. And operate through God or in God. And manifesting Jesus. It means that you are taken to the reality of the rest of these things that I've just mentioned. You have to see them as your reality. For you to operate and work with angels, you've got to be in the spirit. For you to talk to God, you've got to be in the spirit. For you to manifest even the power of the blood, you've got to be in the spirit. Thirdly, The Zion position is a place of elevation in the spirit. It means it is a place of safety. A fortress. A fortress.
Pimelo.
Yeah, Pimelo. The Zion position is a place, or is a fortress. Psalm 125, verse 1.
Psalm 125,
I want you to read it. I need them to put it there so that you read it. Psalm 125, verse
1.
Read it, let me hear you. Those who trust are like, which, but does what? Tell your neighbor, in Mount Zion, I cannot be shaken. Because Mount Zion is a fortress. Remember, it's a high place in the spirit. Number four. Zion is a place of accurate sight. Accurate sight. Where you are able to see accurately. In the spirit. It is a place in God where we see what he sees. What did Jesus say about God? He said, the Son does what? The Son does only what he sees the Father do. The Son only does what he sees the Father do. I think it is John chapter 5, verse 16, somewhere there.
Johanna wa botlhano temane ya bo 16 gongwa go.
So when you operate in the Zion position, you see what God sees. And when you see what God sees, you only do what the Father does. May you see from your Zion position in the name of Jesus. Because when you see what the Father sees, that is how you operate as a son. I want to repeat this statement. When you see what the Father sees, then you operate as a son. Number six. Zion is your place of departure. When you operate, you depart from Zion. You operate from the Spirit. You know, many years ago, one of my friends, we used to go and teach pastors. So we did that in Malawi. Then he said, I want to take you to a place. And then he took me to Lake Malawi.
Lake Malawi.
Clear, beautiful water. And there are these guys who take you with a boat to a small island. And from that island, they cook rice and fish for you. Fresh fish caught in the water. And then after you eat, then they go to the back of the island. It's not very big. Almost the size of this auditorium. They go to the back and they take dead fish. They threw it on the lake. And then they They whistle.
Ba ba letsa molodi.
On the right, in the, at the distance. No, when you look on your right, there are some very tall trees. And there are eagles there. And then when they throw that fish on the water, they make that sound, that sounds exactly like the one made by eagles. From that distance, the eagle can see that there is water. I mean, there is a fish on the water. I'm telling you, it's an experience to see that big eagle begin to fly and pass the fish and go up and take a U-turn. When it takes a U-turn, it comes like a jet to that fish.
And
just takes it and is gone. Man, that was an experience for me. Why? Because when you read about some of the characteristics of a spiritual man, a spiritual man is like an eagle. Does not sit in low places. Sits in high places. And he's got sight. And knows how to fly. Whenever he comes down to earth, to the level of the flesh, he comes to conquer.
Amen.
Somebody say, I am an eagle. Number 7.
Sabusuba.
Zion.
Sion.
Is the place where you execute divine authority.
Ke mo wena o dirang o diragatsang thata ya gago ya semoa.
It's the place where you operate and you display the authority of God.
Ke mo wena o dirang ebile o bontsha matla a Modimo.
When you decree,
ha wena o bua o goa.
You decree from Zion.
O goa go tswa ko Sion.
When you declare, you declare from Zion. When you rebuke, you rebuke from Zion. When you pray, you pray from Zion. Somebody say, I'm listening. Now, let me take you through a little Bible study here. Let me take you through a little Bible study on Zion. We are going to take Zion from the shadow to the substance. From the natural to the spirit. From history to prophecy. Where does Zion come from? What is Zion? Why are we talking about Zion today? Zion was naturally a stronghold in
Jerusalem.
And it was occupied by a people called the Jebusites. It was an elevated part of the city of Jerusalem. But David conquered Zion. When he moved from Hebron. Because God said after Saul and Jonathan died, he said, go to Hebron. Hebron became a place of development for David. A place of covenant. A place where the whole of Israel came to him. And when all Israel came to David, then David moved to Zion. And when he came to Zion and found the Jebusites, the Jebusites said to him, "You will never get here." They trusted their fortress. They said, "You will never enter. Even the blind and the lame can stop you." Our blind, our lame can stop you. You can't come here. That is how they trusted Zion. But David said, "Go into Zion through the water shaft." Water being a sign of the word. They went up, conquered Zion. And David took Zion. And then he built his house in Zion. He put the tabernacle of God in Zion. He put the ark of God in Zion. So David occupied Zion. That, and then he called it the city of David. You can read 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 4 to 9.
11, 4 to 9.
But as Zion continued to exist, then the whole of Jerusalem became Zion. Meaning that that small mountain influenced the whole city. You can read in Psalm 135, verse 21. But it also changed. Now it was no more the people of Jerusalem. But now the Hebrews who stayed in Jerusalem, they were called the daughters of Zion. Then as time continued, then Zion started to become a prophetic symbol. And it was now called the place that God has chosen. Psalm 132, verse 13. It says, "For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place." So now Zion is no more that city. Now it's the dwelling place of God. Then it moved again prophetically. That Zion was no more a small hill in Jerusalem. Now Zion is a mountain. Okay. Today, if you have time, go to Google and Google Mount Zion in Jerusalem and say images. You are going to see the present picture of Mount Zion in Israel. It's just an elevated part in the city. It's not a mountain. But as Zion began to take on a prophetic significance, now Zion became a mountain. I stay next to mountains. And when I get out of the house, I'm able to see those mountains. And when I drive, I drive through those mountains. And incidentally, those mountains, I own them.
Amen.
You must come to me. I'll tell you stories. So, Zion, I mean a mountain. It's massive. It's big. It's not a small hill. Now, Zion is called a mountain. So, there is something spiritual that is beginning to be understood about Zion. Let's read Psalm 48, verse 2, and look at it.
Psalm 48,
verse
2.
Let's read it. Go. Beautiful for elevation. The jaw of the whole world is what? On the side of the north, the now.
Yeah, no.
It says mount and says city. So it is a mountain which is a city. So there is something spiritual beginning to take place right there. There is something spiritual that is beginning to unfold. So at this point, Zion has got to be understood to be more than a physical place. It is beginning to be a spiritual reality.
It begins
to describe the position or a position in the world of the spirit. Now let's go to the last one. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 4 to 6.
Chapter 2.
Now we are going to see something very interesting. I want you to read and understand every word chosen there. Let's read verse 4 together. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, by chosen by God, and precious. Okay? Living stones are being built up a house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Are we together so far? Jesus is the stone, rejected, but precious. But it says you also. You are a what? A living stone. You are built up into a what? A spiritual house. And a holy priesthood. To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now let's move to verse 6. Let's read it together. Go. Therefore, it is also contained in behold a what? Now he says, I lay
a
In Zion.
Mosioni.
I lay in Zion.
Yanung nakibia mosioni.
A precious cornerstone.
Lintzule lekholo lelitlhophilweng.
A cornerstone.
Lintzwe lelitlhophilweng.
Is the first stone that is laid when a that used to be laid when a house was built. And it was the house. Sorry, it was the stone that gave the house its dimensions. Yeah.
Amen.
But if Jesus is the cornerstone, what is the rest of the house? What is the rest of the, or who is the rest of the house? It is the living stones, am I right? Who are the living stones? Who are the living stones? So who is Zion?
So Zion is Kimang.
Zion began as a shadow. It was an ordinary mountain. But God knew. It symbolized a position in the spirit. A place in the spirit. Listen, beloved. The Jebusites did not just say, you will not get here. Even the lame and the blind will stop you. It's because the Jebusites, they knew how safe they were
in Zion.
They were not speaking because of David. They must have had experiences where their enemies tried to destroy them. But because of Zion, because of that high mountain, the enemy could not get them. God gave David wisdom.
He
said, David, if you want to take a stronghold, you don't go straight. You go through the water shaft. What is a water shaft? A water shaft is a place where water supplies the city. What is water? Water is the word. David said, if I were to put it in the spirit, they think they have got a stronghold. They can never be able to withstand the plan I have. And he said, take the word. Use the word. And you will take the mountain. It works still today,
Bazalwa.
Principalities, they work through principles. If you want to beat the minds, the wisdom of this world, the stronghold that are holding a community, you don't fight with flesh and blood. You go up the water shaft. You use the word of God. You come with a principle of the word.
Amen. That then, son, you were telling the truth. If you're saying, if they don't hear, I get a bone.
We take strongholds through the word. I know, Bazalwane. There There is power in prayer. And we need to pray. We need to get deeper into prayer. But listen to me. The word of God. With your prayers. But the word of God, once you have got it as a principle, I'm not saying as a verse you quote. When you have the word as a principle, when you have the word as a way of life, you will bring down the mountains.
You will sing the taba.
Itla suta. Di taba. Itla suta. Di taba. Itla suta. Kale fukula morena. Let me tell you, beloved, the word of God is a source of wisdom.
Amen.
It is a source of wisdom that humans, they cannot get it. The Bible says, the foolishness of God. Is wiser than the wisdom of men. This man was using what we call a hyperbole. You make an extreme example. Paul. Because God is not foolish. But if there were to be anything like the foolishness of God. Even the wisest wisdom of men. You know, yesterday I was telling my wife. I said, I watched a documentary. Of one of the richest men in the world. And I want to call his name because he will have to pay me for that.
Amen.
He created a spaceship.
Udirile spaceship.
Took his last money.
100
million.
100 million.
And he put it into creating a spaceship. Some of you know who he is.
And now it's here, I did a spaceship.
That is able to take people to Mars. That is able to take, satellites to the sky. I don't know how many satellites his company has been able to take into the sky. I watched that thing. And I told my wife, that guy. No wonder people respect him like this. He's a man with a very profound vision. When there were no electrical cars, he started building electric cars, and today everybody's building an electric
car.
But I want to say this to you. As much as he is brilliant, and there are many men as brilliant as him, they are wisdom. Can never be above that of God. Their wisdom can never go beyond the wisdom of God. I wish I should tell somebody now. Love the word of God. Trust the word of God. Study the word of God. Draw principle from the word of God. You will take the the strongholds of your enemy
through
the principles that the word of God will give you. So who is Zion?
Sione ke mang?
Come on, who is Zion?
Arbueng Sione ke mang?
O garla ipela yela lona.
Hey.
Ah, o garla ipela. Are
you not sure?
Let me tell you something. You don't have to be an expert operating in Zion for you to believe. But you have to start by believing, I am that Zion. I speak from Zion. I pray from Zion. That's who I am.
Wena o tshwanetse go dumela gore wena o direla go tswa mo Sione. Wena o rapela go tswa mo Sione. Wena o Sione.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says so.
Bible e bua yalo.
When it becomes a biblical reality, you make it a mental reality. And when it becomes a mental reality, you make it a verbal reality. When you make it a verbal reality, it manifests in your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If we don't believe we are Zion, then we cannot stand here and say, we shut down every tavern.
Where do you come from?
We cannot stand up and say, we destroy the principality of violence and crime.
Where you saying that from?
But when you
point?
Know you are Zion,
he
will decree by faith and declare and say, in my area where I stay, I am taking my position. In my area, I am shutting off house breaks. In the name of Jesus.
Even they can break
next
in
to
your
you.
House next to you.
You don't shut up.
When how did
you say it again? In my area, there will be no house breaks.
Amen.
Do you know, Bazalwan, some of the men who are praying for people to walk, some of the men who pray for people who are sick, and they rise. There was a time they used to pray for people, and they would die. And they would pray for somebody else, and they would die. But they never gave up. They knew. If it's in the word of God, it's a reality. It will happen. If it's in the word, I will go up the water shaft. I will take principalities and powers. And the day comes where you will stand up and make a decree and make a declaration in the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, and thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. Somebody shout, we are Zion. Somebody, listen, I read it to you. The Bible did not say, you will come to Zion.
It said,
you have past tense, meaning that. You see, if I say you have arrived, I'm not saying start the journey. You are going. It needs to be your meditation. It needs to be your prayer. It needs to be your meditation. My time is almost up. But I just wanted to let me just read to you one last verse and then we will be out of here. In Isaiah chapter 4, The Bible tells us that God, those who are in Zion, God is going to cleanse them. And he's going to wash away their filth and purge the blood from Jerusalem, from Zion. But when you go to verse 5, Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5, this is where I'm finishing. Let's read it together, read it loud. 1, 2, 3, go. Then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above her assemblies a what? A cloud and what? Smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for over all the glory there will be a, verse 6, there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime from the heat, for a place of refuge, for a shelter from storm and from, that is Zion. Zion has a covering for the day and for the night. For the day there is a covering of the cloud. For the night there is the covering of a shining light. Why? Because God is the covering and the protection of Zion.
Amen.
What is this glory? It is the presence of the Holy Spirit. What is this fire? It is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Receive that covering. Receive that protection. Receive that cloud. Receive that fire. Remember, the Bible said, when you have come to Zion, you have come to an innumerable company of angels. Receive angelic protection in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that word, just give God a mighty hand of praise.
Oh, hallelujah.
We are Zion.
Runar Sioni.
We are in Zion.
Runar Mo Sioni.
We are part of Zion.
We now carlo ya Sioni.
We are with Zion.
Runar Nali Sioni.
There are angels around us.
Runale ba engele ba bari dika khanyedi se. Mudimu una le rona.
Angels are operating around us.
Ba engele ba direla mo go rona.
Because Zion.
Kantla ya gore Sioni.
Is a place of elevation.
Ke le filo la tlatloso. Amen.
It means if you are not born again,
you are not in
Zion. If you are not born again, what I'm saying does not belong to you. But you can appropriate it. You can receive it. How do you get into Zion? The Bible says you have come to the blood of the sprinkling. You have to come to Jesus. You have to give your life to Jesus. If you are going to enter into the Zion
position.
And those who do not live right before God, they endanger their Zion position. And so if you have backslidden, you are withdrawing the benefits of Zion in your life. I want to pray with those people. Who say?
Baba ring.
Muruti.
Na Muruti.
I want to make my life right with God. I want Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. I want him to be the one who will take me to my Zion position of protection and supply. If you have lost your way,
and
you are living like the world, I want you also to say, Muruti, I'm rededicating my life to the Lord. Today.